Good morning to all of you.
Good morning.
It's my first time to see a lot of white people. So,
Amen.
Brother X Cody, it's nice to meet you again. It's nice to see you again. And actually, I'm getting nervous at the moment when I was about to stand up. I'm about to go and stand up on that small pulpit right there. I just wanted to go and stay right there. Because it's my first time here at Rotorua Bible Baptist Church. And it's a privilege for me to be invited to speak in this yearly revival of soul winning here at Rotorua. So, okay. Please open up your Bible and Galatians chapter 5, verse 25. I only got 3 points for you guys today, so I won't be long. That's for sure. Okay, are you there? Say amen. Amen. Galatians chapter 5, verse 25. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let's all pray. Dear Lord and Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for gathering us all together, and we pray that you will continue to speak to us today, encourage us, O Lord, and as well as for today, we pray for strengthening, and we pray for recommitment of our lives to you to today. We pray that you will continue to speak to us. Use me, Lord, as a channel of blessing, as well as for the people that will hear. Your children, O Lord, I pray that you will continue to open up their hearts and their minds. And I pray that you will continue to bless them today. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. So this text, I was looking at revival, the word revival itself. I only have three meaning about it. Three meaning about revival. It says one of the meaning is about restoration of life, and the other one was re-strengthening, and the other one was recommitment. Recommit yourself. If you're going to be revived today, I was praying for it, and I was looking at the text. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. So I have 3 points for us today. 3 points for us today that I prayed for more than a week that we would see this. I only got 3 points. Walking in the Spirit in our daily walk. And then secondly, walk in the Spirit in our ministerial walk. And thirdly, walk in the Spirit in our service. So for us to understand, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. The Bible teaches us many things. And Christian faith is always totally different or opposite of the world's standard. You're getting the point? If we're a Christian, God teaches us to live on the opposite side. I'll give you some example of this. If you want to be on top, be at the bottom. If you want to be first, be the last. If you want to be the greatest, be the least. Amen?
Amen.
So, when I see you guys here, a true faith and faithful Christian doesn't make a holy living accidental. It is your great concern. Amen? It is your great concern, just like the soldier, it is his business to fight. And for us, a Christian, it is our business to be Christ-like. Hopefully, I'm getting the point to you. So today, I was looking at this text, walk in the Spirit, and I was asking, Lord, what could I give these people to be encouraged in our daily walk? So I was looking at the Old Testament, looking at the New Testament, and then come to a point in my question, when God is about to give something or to do something, when God is about to do something mighty and new things always, He always set His people to pray. Amen? In the Old Testament, you will have 2 Corinthians chapter 7, 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verses 14 and 15. This is what the Bible says. If my people who are called by my name and humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal the land. And in verse 15, this is it. Now my eyes shall be open and my ears attend unto thy prayers and this made in this place. So if God is going to do a revival every time in His people, He wants you to pray. Amen? When I was looking at it, when Jesus was about to be tempted prior to that, He prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane. He prayed. Before the Holy Spirit comes in Acts chapter 1, verse 14, and they all continued in one accord in prayer and supplication with the women, with Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with His brethren. So for a revival to come into our lives, you need to go and pray. Then actually, when you're going to see it, we're supposed to be walking in the Spirit. On Acts chapter 1, verse 14, in Acts chapter 2, the Holy Spirit came in. And whatever I have today, you also have. Amen? In Romans chapter 8, this is it. You got it all. You've heard it all before. Romans chapter 8, verses 9 to 11. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. So be that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. Amen? Dwelleth in you. It means the Holy Spirit is already in us. And I was looking, Lord, give me more. And if you will ask me, we all know, or maybe some of us know, if you're a visitor or a first-timer here, this is sometimes the work of the Spirit is to regenerate. Amen? The work of the Spirit is also to baptize. He indwells. What else? He seals you. Amen? And the fifth one, this is where we always put ourselves. Walk. Filling of the Holy Spirit. You know, sometimes we Christians, sometimes we forget. Discernment. Discernment sometimes is our issue. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 19. Quench not the Spirit. It says, hamartema, or miss the mark. This sin involves not doing which the Holy Spirit would have us to do. Means we're not doing what He wants us to do. You know, part of the emblem of the Holy Spirit is fire. When we attend revival, make sure that fire is in you. Amen? It's time for us to be reminded that this fire should go always be burning in us. Amen? Amen. Be burning in us. And what else? Have that discernment. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30. Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Means parabasis. Or some other words, it says, the sin of omission. Amen? Some of us, I'll be just honest. This sin involves that which the Holy Spirit would not have us do. Another thing, if we have those things in our lives today, another emblem of the Holy Spirit is oil. We need the anointing of the Holy Spirit today. Amen? We need to have that anointing of the Holy Spirit. Luke chapter 4 verse 18 says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He had anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He had sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering the sight of the blind, set them at liberty, them that are bruised. Walk in the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit in our daily lives. If you open up your Bible already on Galatians chapter 5, verse 16 to 21. This I say, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Go further down, for the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to another, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye were led by the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Correct? And if you go further down, in verse 19, you got the manifestation of the flesh. Manifestation of the flesh. Fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance. All of these things, the Lord wants you to touch with your influence with them. In our daily lives, I know this, we struggle with this, with our emotions. Why do I say this? Every day I encounter this. Amen? Every day I see this, people hating one another. And then, will you be able to continue to stand and face that with God's word in you? I think we can. Amen? I think we can because God already is in us. And the Spirit of God is already in us. So for us, sometimes worldly pleasure. Correct? A lot of people, you will see a lot of fleshly, worldly pleasure. But can we continue to walk without being influenced by this? I'm so glad you are all here. You would rather stay here in the church, hear the word of God being preached today, than rather enjoying the pleasure of the world. Amen? What else? Temporal priorities. We all have our priorities, but sometimes we need to prioritize with our eternal investment. Amen? So, it is just for all of us. Amen? It's for our daily walk. Number two, it's on my second point. I'm about to finish. Walk in the Spirit in our ministerial walk. Don't tell me it's just for the pastor's responsibility. Yes, I could say it's for the pastor. Yes. Every time. But it is not just for us. We are in one body. Amen? You know, every time you see, when you go out, you see those influences in our lives. I'll give you an example. Open up your Bible in Acts chapter 8, verse 29 to 39. It's a very long text. But when you see it, I know all of you have read it. This is about Philip, how he was led by the Spirit. Acts 8:29. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither to him and hear him read the prophet Isaiah and said, understandest thou what readest? Look at this. Philip was a man of God. He's part of a deacon, the church. Or let us say it would be Brother Cody today. Amen? Sorry, you're the first one I've seen. But see this. He recognized he had to do it God's way. Amen? He had to do it God's way. And he needs to do it God's will as well. After he had said this thing, the story, he had read it, and he had explained this to the eunuch. After that, he gave God the glory. Sometimes there is a tendency for us to, because we always memorize a verse, we always hold our Bible, sometimes we intend to steal God's glory because it's already here. Amen? God wants us to be always reminded that it is His doing. It is His own. So I suggest we always give God the glory. Amen? That is how we minister ourselves. And what else? Walk in the Spirit in our service. Walk in the Spirit in our service. You know, every time you go to church, or every time you go out, always be reminded it is a privilege. Amen? Every day, whether you go to church, to work, it's always a privilege to be used by God. Amen? You know, every Christian that had the right heart in serving God should know that it is a privilege. I was looking at this church has many potential. You know, hopefully next year, if we go for one soul this year each, try to go and have a look. We might just go and extend this over there. Amen? I'm just going to let you see, even though we're outside working, see it always that it is a privilege that God may use you that day to reach someone. Amen? And then, as we always see, attitudes outside. Look at this. Suffering sometimes is for a greater reason. You and I cannot be used if we want only to be sweet as a honey in the mouth of others. God will never bless us if we wish to please men, that they may think well of us. You know, are you willing to tell them what will break your heart and will also break their heart while saying it. You know, this is part of our Christian life. Sometimes our friends, our loved ones, we would like to bring them to Christ, let them see the love of God, but at the same time, when you tell them, that's the time they resist you. Amen? But sometimes it breaks your heart, but sometimes you have to tell it with love. Amen? Sometimes you will suffer seeing your loved ones not receiving the same blessings that you have. Amen? So hopefully, always be reminded that you are serving God and He's asking us to reach others as well. And then, serving God is eternal investment. Serving God is eternal investment. If we know that we do is for the Lord, then we need to include what we're doing today should be clear in our hearts and in our minds that it is going to be eternal. Sometimes we need to see. There's one familiar text that all of us might have read, might have seen. You know, in Ezekiel, in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 36, 26 to 37. This is one thing that I was looking at as well. I'll read it to you. If we come to a revival, and do you know that there should be a spirit that needs to be restored, regain strength, and to be recommit themselves today. Look at this text. Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony hearts out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh, and I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, that ye shall keep my judgment and do them, and ye shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers, and ye shall be my people, and I will be your God. Amen?
Amen.
So, every time I see a revival, there's another one in text. Verse 37 to 38. And if we attend these things with the right heart, right attitude today, thus saith the Lord God, I will yet, for this be inquired by the house of Israel, to do it for them, I will increase them with men like a flock, as the holy flock, as the flock of Jerusalem in her solemn feast, so shall that great city be filled with flocks of men, and they shall know that I am the Lord. Amen? So, I'm not asking you for you go out every day. When you go out, do it. Amen? Just do it. Be filled by the Holy Spirit every time. Always put this thing. It is your daily walk. It is also your ministerial walk. And it is also what? Service. Amen? It is also your service in the Lord. So, I will give you an example about soul winning. Well, if there is a visitor today, the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23, "And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray to God your whole spirit and soul, body, be preserved blameless in the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." You know, God created us trichotomous being at the earth. Amen? But we all know that in Genesis, Adam and Eve made mistakes. Amen? They made their sin, and their connection with God died. The spirit. And in John chapter 3, it's about Nicodemus. The time of Nicodemus, "Shall I enter into my mother's womb again when I'm old?" And God was saying, "No. He that is born of the flesh is flesh, and he that is born of spirit is spirit." That spirit that was cut off before needs to be reborn. Amen? So for us to reconnect these things, just make sure that you have received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. Amen? Make sure that it is true in your heart. Just like the phone. Everybody has a phone today. The phone itself has a body itself, and it has the battery itself. Just like this, it has physical body. And if you take out the battery, it doesn't work. That's the soul. You know, the spirit, I could not see it. It's the frequency going to that. That spirit needs to be connected with God. Amen? Our spirit needs to be connected with God today. So if you haven't received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior today, maybe it's the time for you to receive Him today wholeheartedly. Amen? So my message is not that long. I told you, it's short. Amen? So before, I would like to everybody close their eyes, head bowed.